Track 36.
Now, this next slide shows how performance varies with the level of stress. At very low levels, as shown by the yellow area, performance, health and motivation are low. This state is referred to as understressed. It may be experienced by people who are unemployed or who have very boring jobs with too little to do. As the level of stress increases in the green area, performance improves and people feel more motivated. This state is known as eustress. That's E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S, or good stress. Many people need a moderate amount of stimulation and pressure in order to perform at their best. However, if the level of stress increases beyond a certain point, it becomes destructive and reduces levels of performance, motivation, and health. This red zone is called distress. The first step in managing both your own and other people's stress is learning to recognise the symptoms of distress.
Track 37. 1.
I'm sorry, Mark. You must think I'm so unprofessional.
Not at all. You're frustrated because the customer keeps changing his mind. It's perfectly normal, and it's better to get it off your chest.
Thanks.
2.
I just never seem to finish my to-do list. There just aren't enough hours in the day.
You obviously need to prioritise. HR run a really good time management course. If I were you, I'd register straight away. In fact, I'm surprised you haven't already done it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Jackie.
3.
Look, Corey, even if I write the whole thing again, I'm sure it still won't be good enough for you.
I understand how you feel. Would it help if Martha took over some of your regular work for a couple of weeks? That would give you more time, and then maybe you could work from home some days.
Oh, yes, that would be great. Thanks.
4.
Brett, I just can't go on like this.
What's the matter?
I don't want to talk about it.
Was it Pete Jennings? Has he upset you again?
Was
it something he said? Do you want me to talk to him?
No. No. Thanks.
5.
Listen, Joe, how can you ask me to transfer to London when you know my partner's just found a good job here?
Well, it's hardly my fault. I don't decide company policy. I'm just trying to do my job.
Oh, right. Well, thanks.
6.
That's the third time this week I've left after 8 p.m. I'm burning out here, Perry.
It's just the time of year. It's always like this in November. You'll get used to it. Anyway, it's not as bad as January.
Oh, great. Thanks.
7.
What's the matter?
I've just had my head bitten off by production. I ordered the wrong components again. I can't seem to go a week without putting my foot in it. I must be stupid or something.
Oh, come on. It could happen to anyone. You're just going through a difficult period. It was an honest mistake. There's no need to feel guilty about it.
Yeah, I suppose so. Thanks, Chris.
8.
I'm never going to meet the new sales objective. It's just not fair.
Not fair?
Yeah, just because Marcus is always over target, you've raised everybody's objectives. I mean, come on, Georgie. We're not all sales superstars like he is.
What would happen if you didn't meet your target?
Well, I wouldn't get my bonus for a start.
How big a problem would that be?
Well, not really that disastrous, actually, since the basics gone up. It's just the principle, isn't it? But, yeah, if you look at it like that, I suppose it's not the end of the world. Thanks.